This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See live off the record with Trivago Line is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Duracell, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Raw Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Sun Oil Limited.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I hope that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. Yesterday, I promised that I would take another look at these bills that were sent to me to see if we can't come to some conclusion about what has happened with the rates since over the period that you sent me. Somebody says here, Mr. Lang, we the people of Eleuthera don't receive BPL bills. We show up at BPL office when they tell, and then they tell us how much our bill is. They don't show you your bill? $100 and you pay that? Man, that can't be right. Especially in this day of digitalization. Clearly you ought to be able to get your bills online in Eleuthera. So maybe something is missing there. If anyone from BPL can explain that, then, you know, I'm happy to help clarify. But that's a text I got from somebody from Eleuthera. So help me if that's true. Okay. So I got several bills. And I want to tell you what I have been able to. Well, I'm going to read you exactly the numbers that are on the bill so you can adjudicate for yourself what the deal is. So I got a bill for November 1 to December 1, 2024. From the same person, I got a bill from April 1 to May 1, 2024. So let's look at their November bills. April to May 2025. April to May 2025. So let's look at their November 1 to December 1 for this individual. Producer, I am missing nobody who I should be talking to, et cetera. Because, you know, sometimes my mind don't work quite well. I have nobody waiting. As far as I know, I don't. As far as I know. But let me stop now in case. Okay, good. We're on the same page. So listen now. Listen, this is somebody's actual bill. Their actual bill in from November 1 to December 1, 2024. This person used in the first instance 200 kilowatt hours for which they were charged zero. And then in that same month, they used 106 62 kilowatt hours between 201 and 800. Y'all understand that? So what happens is if you use, when the way BPL charges you is if you use up to 200, you get charged zero for that. That's free. So if you are able to keep your electricity usage under 200, you will have no bill. That isn't new. That's been the case for a long time. So that's not new, right? Up to 200, zero. Now they charge you a rate of, this is the rate, 0.119500 for every kilowatt hour you use between 201 kilowatt hours and 800 kilowatt hours. So if you use 100 kilowatt hours in that above 200, then you're going to get charged $11.95. This person used 162 in that period, and the rate was 0.19500. Now, this person didn't use any kilowatt hours above 800, so that doesn't matter for their bill. Anything above 800, we don't have to worry about them. But their fuel surcharge, which was less than 800, so the way BPL does it is, BPL also charges you a certain rate for fuel surcharge less than 800 kilowatt hours. So if you use less than 800 kilowatt hours, they charge you a fuel surcharge rate for that. If you use above 800 kilowatt hours, they start charge you a different fuel surcharge rate. So this person's fuel surcharge, which was less than 800, because they use, their rate was 0.14436. And in that period, they used 362 kilowatt hours, which is their total usage, right? So their bill for that period was like $71.65. That was their bill. Sometimes we keep looking at these bills and looking at our RES. I'm not interested in your RES. I'm looking at the current amount charged to you for your usage in the current period. And this person's was service $71.65. That was in November 2024. What happened to them in May, in April 2024, from April 1 to May 1, 2024? They used 200 kilowatt hours. They got charged nothing, so nothing changed. The rate was the same. They used, instead of 162 kilowatt hours above 200 as they had done in November, they used 157, so their usage went down. And the rate that they were charged was 0.19500, exactly the same rate as in November of 2024. So nothing changed with the rate. Their fuel surcharge, listen to this now, their fuel surcharge in November was 0.144436. In May, their fuel was, for less than 800 kilowatt hours, was 0.167779. So they had a higher fuel surcharge rate in April of this year than they had in November of last year. And they used 362 kilowatt hours in November. And this period, they used 357 kilowatt hours. So that was less, but they got a higher rate. So their bill in April was $78.66. Their bill in November was $71.65. So they had a higher bill, period. Okay? They had a higher bill, period. Okay? That's the reality. Okay? So then I got someone else's fuel bill. And so I can tell you that rarely what is happening is. So this other person, they got charged the same rate in January of this year as they got charged in February of this year. February as they got charged in January of this year. And that for them, all this person uses a much higher amount of power than that person I just dealt with. The rate at up to 800, the same. The rate at then more than 800, and so their fuel surcharge in January, their rate charge, a basic on the was left. Actually, let's take a break, producer, and then we'll come back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is a bring the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Be ready with Duracell. Be ready when the power goes out this hurricane season with Duracell, the battery that lasts up to 10 times longer. Purchase your Duracell batteries at your local neighborhood stores, service stations, and all major retailers. Duracell, distributed by ACH Pritchard Limited. So, be ready with Duracell.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fool.
Sick, and you know Junior don't bog down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean, cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info? And when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you're 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. So, producer, let me know if we're doing okay. Listeners, are we okay? No, I'm not breaking up. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I worked in Eleuther on a major project there for 2 years. We had to request to receive from BPL for our vendors to be paid via wire transfer, their individual monthly BPL statements to be sent by email, and it worked out fine. There you go. So it's possible to get your bill in, to get your bill in Eleuther. So let me tell you what I conclude. Okay. So first of all, let me tell you, the new BPL rates were announced sometime in July, okay? And in July, the rates that BPL announced were zero for July of last year, right? Before, if you used between 0 and 200, you got 0.109500, and now it's, and then it was zero. So that was announced in July. If you use between 200 and 1800, it was 0.11195000. And that actually was the same. That wasn't changed. And now was any other thing changed? So everything else was the same. Everything's the same. So since July, there's been no change in the rate other than for usage between 0 and 200. And that's what these bills are showing me. So any savings that you are getting over the last several months from these bills is a savings based on usage going down below 200 more than anything else. Okay? That's really the bottom line. Going down, that's giving the benefit. Now, what I have not yet concluded, and I believe I can say this anecdotally for now, is I think these rates are still higher than the rates were before July. I mean, before February. But I'm going to check on that. So if somebody has, if you have a bill for January 2024, that'd be great. Or December 2024, if you can put your hand on one of those bills and send to me, that'd be great. January or February 2024. That would help us get some additional information. Anyway, so that's it. Why is your bill lower? Your usage is lower. because in every, at least over the last several months, and in any other area, why people are saying they are having these extraordinary stuff going on. Listen, this person who sent me this bill in November of November, their bill was $71.65 in November for using 362 kilowatt hours. That's what their bill. Their bill was $71.65. Now, mind you, they had built up arrears clearly over several months, so that the bill had gotten to like in the 700s, but the monthly bill was $71.65. I need to know what you're doing. And that ain't bad. One of the persons who sent me a bill is a high income person. So they obviously have a lot going on in their home because their usage was high. They had high usage, right? I mean, but their bill was like $700. Less. And honestly, I'm shocked. And that was in January, right? Now, they didn't get the summer yet, so that I imagine that'll go up about $1,200 if they start using full AC and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, actually, in this case, their higher usage had a lower rate. So you could argue that higher income people were the ones who were able to get the break on their higher usage, more so than lower income people, except at the extreme end. So you should see this. So rarely at the extreme ends of the spectrum, if the very poor are using 200 or less kilowatt hours, I'm not going to be very poor, or somebody who's, you know, not as well off is using less than 200, you're gonna be great. You could have no bill for BPL at all. Be super. Now, can you get away with that? I don't know. But the very, very high-income folks who use a lot of stuff, they also get a break. It's the middle class, except when the first 200. You get a break on the first 200. All right. Did I make that? Was that clear? Let me know. Tell me if that was clear. Tell me if there's I didn't make clear enough to you. Do you know what the deal is now based on our review? Right? So if I were speaking to the government about its energy policy and the impact it is having, I would say this. I would say, to the extent that people have been motivated to use less power and actually achieve that, they can find some benefits, but they have to have power lower than 200 kilowatt hours. And that's very, very hard for middle income people. I said, but if you are somebody who is a high end income person, then it is possible for you to achieve some savings, because in some instances, it seems that at the very, very high usage end, especially on the fuel surcharge, there is a lower rate, not a very significantly lower, but a lower rate, it seems, from these billings charged. So I would say the government would get a mixed review from people on this current policy. That's what we've seen. Some people say no, and that their bills prove that. Some people say yes, and their bills prove that. Mixed review. And sometimes in life, you can't please everybody. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, We continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
You try to rest. Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 301.
You work hard, you do your best, but sometimes a little extra support can make all the difference. At Fidelity, we offer personal loans to help with whatever financial challenges life brings. We offer quick, hassle-free, stress-free loans ready whenever you need it. Inquire and make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Get ready to catch the thrill and win with Shell. Fuel up with $20 or more and unlock your shot at unforgettable prizes.
We're talking regatta trips to Exuma and Harbor Island.
Free fuel, grocery vouchers, water park passes, and more. Just snap your receipt and WhatsApp it to us at 242-422-0271. The vibes are high, the prizes are hot, and the summer is yours to win with Shell. Only at participating Shell stations in Nassau. Now through August 27th. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call today, please feel free to call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can call us from the Family Islands. Oh, sorry, you can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Somebody asked where Grand Bahama Power provides any free charge on your first 200 usage, and the answer is no. Do you want to know what Grand Bahama Power charges for that first 200? They charge you 0.2500. I'm looking at the bill. They charge you 0.2500 for that first billing. Let me see if I could get the rates for their other usage levels. Mm-hmm. Well, his power business is something. So for usage of well, usage between 201 and 350, they charge you 0.2. Hold on. So clear on this, so let me mess with that. I think GBP, the Grandmama Power Company, charges a higher rate than the government than BPL. On balance, I believe that that is true. Their fuel surcharge is less, though. The fuel is at 0.1334. That's what the fuel surcharge is. Anyway, the one thing you could control in your own household is the usage. So whatever the rate is, whatever you're getting or ain't getting, best thing to do is to strive to control as much as possible your usage. I have a question for you guys. And we're going to explore this in the second half of the show. So, but I'm going to set it up. So I'm listening to the debate, the budget debate. And I'm observing several things, okay? Several things. So, several things that are not surprising, really, okay? But I have a question that arises out of my observation. So one of the things I'm observing is the governing side really, really wants to pitch a narrative about what they met when they came to office in terms of the Bahamian economy. And that narrative is, it was on the collapse, it was on a cliff, fiscal cliff, blah, 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 blah. The deficit was $1 billion and so forth. So the governing side, I mean, they pushed that. The opposition side wants desperately to push against that narrative and to suggest that's not true, that we weren't on a fiscal cliff, that the economy wasn't in collapse, that it was in fact in recovery and so forth. And so, and no matter how the opposition gets up and says otherwise, the government persists. No matter how the government gets up and says what it was, the opposition rejects. That's the first observation I make. The second observation I make is that the government is making a very serious effort to suggest that it has done and is doing things that the Bahamian economy around, so that even if and while there are people who aren't feeling it as much, that for many people, things have gotten better because it has turned the Bahamian economy around. And it points to any number of things it has done: the reducing of the VAT rate, the promotion of tourism, the lifting of the curfew, any number of things. So the government wants to say that. The opposition, on the other hand, are trying to paint a picture of a country still in dire straits, with lots of people still hurting and not being impacted by anything much. Then when you get more particular, the government is seeking to present a narrative that island by island, things are happening. And that this budget being now presented as every island covered. And so it goes to Grand Bahama, and it talks about the $3 billion worth of investments in Grand Bahama. It talks about Celebration Key and all of the good things happening at Celebration Key. And by the way, Ginger Moxie, the Member of Parliament for Pine Ridge and the Minister for Grand Bahama, gave a very passionate, impassioned, and emotional presentation on Grand Bahama. Now, let me separate two things here. One is that lady is really desirous and have been working to impact this island. That's my observation, right? Get mad with me if you want. I can't listen. Too bad, too sad. That's true. That's been my personal direct experience with her. Whatever you think of her, that's been my... So when I... And I've been with her on in other circumstances where I've listened to her, and she really gets really connected to what it is she's seeking to do. And I saw that in her presentation. And so she was the one providing the forceful account of what was happening in Grand Bahama and the things happening in Grand Bahama, why she believes that even people who have left Grand Bahama should come back. She talked about some of the people who are now at Celebration Key and what they are experiencing there. And I can tell you, I was talking to a young person, two young people actually, they're here working at Celebration Key, and they were doing some washing, and they told me, man, listen to me, Chicago is incredible, right? And that's great. That's fantastic. And that's what she was saying. Also, but they are seeking to present a picture of what is happening on these islands. The opposition, of course, tempers that either with things that are happening and have been happening since they were in office, or refuting the extent of what is being given as a narrative by the government. The other thing I observe is that the government really suggests that they are doing a great many historic things, many first. Things, right? Surplus, budget presentation first, trying to remember a couple other stuff that a few other things that are being touted as first. And of course, the opposition may have its thoughts about that too. I'm not siding here with anybody about anything at this point. That's not my I could comment on things, but that's not what I'm seeking to do here. But this narrative, so this point and counterpoint, leaves the Bahamian public in the middle. What is true? What is real? What is really happening? Okay, that's really where you get where you are. That's where those who are not opposition in parliament, not government in parliament, that's where you are. You are there listening and having to make judgments about what is true, what is not true, because they're not just saying these things on Slack. You think the government is trying to tell you all the things it's doing on Slack? No, the government's trying to tell you all these things because the government wants to convince you that you should re-elect it. And you think the opposition is saying what they're saying on Slack? No, because they're trying to convince you to elect them, right? So it matters what you're hearing, and it matters what you believe about what you are hearing from all these sides. My question to you is, Now, I don't know if you could do it. I mean, it's hard for some of us to do, but what is really happening? What is the truth? And does it matter? Because I am seeing the same thing play itself out in other countries. The very same thing. And I have to tell you, I sometimes wonder, where in the world am I living? Am I living in a multiverse? And I just happen to be in the one where, oh, that ain't true. And maybe if I can find the other one, it'll be true in that one. All over the world, this is happening. And so I'm asking, like, how do you decide? How do you decide? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break from news. We'll be back after the news break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live host, we're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Producer, I'm sorry, but let's go back to a break and then I'll let you know when I can come back, but it won't be long. Thank you. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So I was asking you guys, you know, and this is going to intensify as we get closer to general elections. The government will tell you what it has done, and it will tell you how that has impacted for the better the country. The opposition is likely to contest some, if not all, of that, and tell you how it will, can do better for you. It'll even tell you what it did when it was in office as a counter to what the government is saying it did. And you get to what you believe. Now, here's what we know to be true. For many people on the government side, so for many PLPs, it really won't much matter what the government says or does not say. They are supporters of the government. That's not a criticism, that's just a fact. Similarly, for many people on the FNM side, it wouldn't matter what the government says or does not say, or what the opposition says or does not say. They are FNM supporters and they are going to support them. There are some PLPs for whom it matters what the government say, whether that is true or not true, whether that is best or not best. For some PLPs, that is true, and they may publicly say so, or they may privately say so, but that is true. There are also some FNMs for whom that matters, and that they may publicly say so, or they may privately say so, but that matters to them. And then there is that group of people in the middle who genuinely, earnestly want to decide what is real, and therefore what to do on the basis of that. And they don't know, they aren't sure, or they have a thought about it. And I'm asking, how do you decide? Not who to vote for. What is true about what the government says it's doing? What is true about what the opposition says the government isn't doing, or what the opposition said it did? What is true? How do you know? How can you do it beyond just being angry, beyond just being frustrated, beyond just being happy, beyond just being elated? How can you do it and say, yes, man, that there is true. That is absolutely true. That there is not true. And I can say it's not, or I can say it is because X, Y, and Z. What is the proof? What is the evidence? What is it that you draw to do so? Because what I don't want to do, first of all, I don't want any political leader on any side of the political divide to lie to me. I do not. And I do not want any to give me misinformation. You might be lying, but you did your homework, and so you're giving me misinformation. I can't help what they do. I can't stop somebody from telling me a lie. I can't stop somebody from giving me misinformation. Okay? But I can do a work of trying to make sure, as best I can, that I verify, confirm, substantiate what is being said to me by any political side. I could do this here, and I could do this across the waters in other countries. Sometimes I can do it better in other countries because they have more information available for me to do it better. For myself, to the extent I do my work, I can say, no, that's not so. But we sometimes live in a world where people like that don't matter. the truth don't matter. The facts don't matter. And they get in the news. They get on the radio. They get on the television. They get in the news, in the papers. And they bold face will tell you something different than what you know to be so. That's scary for me. That's troubling for me. But you can't do nothing about what people are prepared to do and say. What you can do something about, what I can do something about, is what I can do something about. And the question is, how do I go about? So I'm listening to the budget debate. You hear many things from both sides of the political divide. What is true? What is true? What is a lie versus a mistake versus a misleading? What is true? How do you know? What do you do? This text says, say you have to pray to Almighty God for discernment as to what is or is not true. And as persons on the ground will have to give the real story. Everybody's on the ground. You are on the ground. So it's not just, the stories aren't just being told about a place. This is the story of the Bahamas. Things are being said about the Bahamas. And you are on the ground. Why would somebody else be on the ground? You're on the ground. You may not be on the ground in Eleuthera, you may not be on the ground in Grand Bahama, but you're on the ground in Nassau. You may not be on the ground in Nassau, but you're on the ground in Eleuthera, Nabucco, and so forth. So everybody's on the ground. And we'll pray and make the difference. So what do I do? I say, Almighty God, tell me if the PLP is speaking the truth or the FNM is speaking the truth, and God is going to do what? Is that really how it works? Really, does God really get in it like that? I mean, really? Does he really? Really? I'm just asking, does God really do that? I mean, I don't see anything wrong with praying, but is it really true that God, if I pray to God, I say, God, you know, let me see if the PLP is real. If they tell the truth, the FNM's telling the truth, and I expect that something is going to light up in me and help me see that. Maybe. I don't know. But I can't believe that that's the most practical thing that we are going to have to rely on. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Minister, can you hear me? Minister.
Hey, yes, I'm listening to you.
Okay, okay. All right. Yeah, I got to listen to you too. Minister.
Yeah, Pop. I can hear you. I can hear you well.
You say what is true and what is not true.
I'm saying, how do you know? How do you try to tell? How do you try to figure out, you know, who is giving you right information, factual information, and who is not?
Boy, that is be difficult.
That's something, eh?
Yeah, because sometimes you expect intelligent people or the smart people to bring the truth to you, but they just still, I mean, not really. It's all about the ulterior motive, or how should I say it, about them winning. Let me see if I thought you were saying it this way too, though. But this is how I get it. What is true that things is happening in this country? This PLP new government, my government, is doing some things, Minister, in spite of. Yes, people are suffering. Yes, them things you say from the pandemic, you say the opposition job, I guess, will make it sound like ain't nothing. Things, people still in the same condition. But I don't believe people. Let me kind of use a broad brush. Maybe there are some people still in that condition. But I don't think the majority was in that condition, still in that condition. So things is happening. But you know what the problem, and that is true. But you know what? Okay. Maybe this true too. They too secretive in our business, the government, my government.
That's a good point. So you're saying...
I don't want to say that's their problem. That's one of their problems.
Okay.
Too secretive. Or maybe...
So you're saying it is true that things are happening, but But it is also true the way they are behaving, governing, is also a challenge.
Challenge, yes, I guess a little past challenge is like, see, because it's a job, it's like a duty, you know? And but when you fall down, you're supposed to be smart enough to either back off or, I don't think the word is smart enough, have some decency about yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, people expect better. So, so, things happening, but our business, the questions we ask, they talk to us like we're stupid. That's what is making money. And you know what is true? Mm-hmm. In spite of this government doing some things and things in as bad as what it is, we been woken y'all up, not woken for y'all. Keep up the good work, Minister.
All right, man. Thanks for calling. This text says, Mr. Lang, I'm surprised you underestimate the power of God. First of all, you don't get to speak for me. You don't tell me I'm underestimating the power of God. I tell some of you guys, y'all need to learn to read the scriptures. See, do y'all know that most of the apostles were martyred? Do y'all know that? Most of them were martyred. Gall and oil, crucified upside down. Why didn't God rescue them? What happened? What happened? These were praying. Paul wrote 2/3 of the New Testament. This man touched people and healed them, and he get martyred, and God couldn't rescue him. Stephen was stoned to death while he was praying, looking up to heaven. See, my point is, I asked God. See, God is not your genie. Stop it. He's not your genie. So I don't presume on God like maybe you do. I don't. You know, I don't even pray for people in a specific kind of way for healing unless I believe I am so led to do so. Why? The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. If I didn't hear the word of God, what am I having faith about? Right? Now, there's a context in which you can pray for the sick. So, but you all know how life is working. You're living in this world. If you all have all this power, why all this crappy stuff happening in our world, man? All this power you got. And I underestimate the power of God. No, I do not control the power of God. That's what I'm saying. And I've been in this thing for a little while. Said to even question God's ability. Man, I wouldn't even answer you. That's a bunch of nonsense talk. You go complain to God about me and tell him to do something with me, please. I'm giving you permission to do that. Since you think that I am underestimating God and all that kind of stuff, you go, since you have a direct line to God, and you say, Father, you know Shivago is underestimating you. Do you know Shivago's? You have my permission to do so. And when I speak with him tonight, I will tell him to expect a call from you. How about that? Boy, some of y'all are amazing to me. Just absolutely amazing. Okay, so Papa made, I think, a very salient point. And which is a clear-headed point, which is that, okay, on the one hand, I can see, if the government says, we paved the roads in Long Island up to this point, and you know, that's easy to verify. The prime minister says that they lowered the VAT rate from 12 to 10%. That is true. We know that has happened. We also know that the VAT rate on breadbasket items had gone up to 10%, so when it was zero, and some other items. So we know that to be true too, but it is also true that the VAT rate went down. We know that to be true, right? So if the government says that this is where it gets fuzzy. So the government says that Alukaya is sold and there's a redevelopment coming. Well, we went to a signing, that's true. We went to a signing, but beyond that, there isn't much we know that could give us confidence that, you know, this is going to happen. Because the government won't even table the heads of agreement. And that's what Pauper is saying. The government says we're going to get all these benefits from the energy reform program because we've signed these deals with these people, this one and that. But the government will not table the deals. So that's where it gets fuzzy, right? And so you can verify what you verify, and you can be doubtful about what you can't verify. And this becomes the objective of the government. Bring the verification of the things that you say. And the opposition, bring the verification. The opposition can't just say the government break the law. Which law? Which provision? You have to, with specificity, you can't just say we believe the government break the law, but would you believe the government break the law? Did the government break the law? Did the government not break the law? Okay? You have to be able to, you know, the opposition might say, well, we left the celebration key deal on the table. Yeah. In what condition and what state? Bring me some concrete. Bring me some solid information about what you had discussed, what was proposed, and so forth and so forth. And then say, yeah, but they just got to ink the deal. Right? Today, you got to do more. You have to do more in order to cause and get people to understand, believe what you say. Right? So listen to me, man. Listen to me. I'm not gonna read any more from this person, but I want you to listen to some of this person wrote. Says, Jesus sacrificed for us so that we won't have to be stoned or martyred like Peter. We have been cleansed. This is what the person right now. This person does not understand that Peter, James, and them who walked with Jesus, who Jesus said of them, now are ye cleansed. Because I have so done it, right? The same people Jesus said, my peace I give, and the same people Jesus prayed for, who Jesus told, you will be able to pick up serpents and they will not harm you. The same people Jesus spoke to, they got martyred. And this person says, because we've been cleansed, we won't be martyred. Oh, my gosh. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olayin, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government savings bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Savings Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see,
what you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me getting out of this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
You work hard, you do your best, but sometimes a little extra support can make all the difference. At Fidelity, we offer personal loans to help with whatever financial challenges life brings. We offer quick, hassle-free, stress-free loans ready whenever you need it. Inquire and make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers, 323-6232 or 325-4316. Do we have any callers on the line? I don't think so. Say, I'm hollering. Say, go to God to report me. You, yeah, yes, exactly. Exactly. That's what I tell people. Don't debate me, man. You just go to the Father and tell the Father, you know, your son or that child who think he's your son, he have issues. And that's okay. I understand, man. Pray for me. So I don't think we need, I think that there is a way that we have to function as members of the Office of Citizen. That's what we are. We have the highest office in the land, the Office of Citizenship. We always say the Prime Minister is the highest office in the land. That's not true. As the highest government office in the land, the highest office in the land is the Office of Citizenship. Because you can't be a citizen, you cannot be Prime Minister without being a citizen first. So if you need a thing in order to be a thing, how can that thing be higher than you? Okay? No, you're the Office of Citizen. So first of all, if we are going to all these things that we are going to hear, we have to decide to do something first. Can I tell you what that thing is? Maybe you could guess. What do you think the first thing we have to decide to do in order to ensure that we are capable citizens listening to the debate and debates by our political leaders? What do you think we have to do first? The first thing we have to resolve if we are going to be able to do anything about this. Anybody? The very first thing we have to resolve. Well, since my friend who texted me to tell me that they are shocked, that surprised that I underestimate God, Let me give an example from the Bible of the first thing you have to do. Y'all ever heard of the Berean believers? Yeah. The Berean believers are some believers in the book of Acts who, on hearing certain things preached to them by the apostles, the Bible says, went and searched these things out for themselves. They were Bereans. So you have to resolve. I have to resolve. In fact, I have to resolve to be diligent in searching things out for myself. You say, when I came to office, the economy was in contraction and in the doldrums. I go search that out for myself. And I saw, according to the statistics, the economy, when you came to office, was in a robust recovery. You didn't tell me the truth. That's just a fact. That's not, I searched that out for myself, right? You tell me that you paved the road in this place. Well, I'm not there, but people live in Long Island. I called 3 and 4 people. I could call some FNMs and some PLPs. And I said, listen, what's happening with the road there in Dumfries? Yeah, that's been paved, they're paved, or they're paving it, or blah, 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 blah. Okay, so I could verify that for myself. That's the first thing that I have to be able to resolve, was that I am going to search things out as much as possible for myself. But plenty of us don't have time for that. We're moms, like people I'm trying to make a living. We're trying, people I'm trying to pay their bills and stuff. You think anybody got time for that? That's true. So the second thing I have is, if I can't use what we research means I do the research myself, then I have to use a secondary source, a tertiary source, and I have to use a secondary or tertiary trusted source. So I have to find trusted sources. So I have to say, where can I get information that's not going to be filtered through some partisan prism? Where can I go and get that kind of information? Well, generally speaking, in the main presses, in the main newspapers of the Bahamas, the main ones, generally speaking, you can get a fair amount of unfiltered information, I believe, just reporting on what has happened. And so you could use that. Okay, you can use that. There may be talk shows, and the hosts and those might be people you think can get information or will supply information, and you believe they can supply it in an unfiltered fashion. You can use that. That might be a means. You can talk to people outside of the political realm, but knowledgeable about the political realm, who you know to not be so partisan that they're not prepared to say the truth, even though they may have been on one side or the other. And I know, for instance, I know right now today, PLPs to whom I can go, and if it is true or not true, they will tell me no matter how it falls. I know FNMs that way. So there are PLPs I'll never go to get information. There are FNMs I'll never go to get information, because I know I'm not going to get any unfiltered information from them. I know that to be true. I know the information I'm going to get from them is going to be filtered. So I won't ask them nothing. Why would I do that? Because I can get the FNM version or PLP version. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the facts, right? So you can do that. And of course, beyond the evidence that you can get from primary sources or secondary sources, there's always reasoning. You know, thinking through what people say. Because if you think through sometimes what people say, then you can kind of get a sense of, that ain't all that credible to me, right? Because you almost contradict yourself in the saying of it, right? So you can listen to what people, so for instance, let me give an example. Y'all don't get mad with me, man. So, like, I've heard members of the government say many times that they opened up the economy and they came to office. Man, come on. So here's how easily that is to contradict. I don't even need to go to statistics, which I can go to, right? Because I can go to the Ministry of Tourism's website and they give month by month statistics of tourism travel. And in the months leading up to the election, I can see hundreds of thousands of tourists that came to the Bahamas. How you could come to the Bahamas if it closed down, right? But I don't have to go there. I can go to myself. Before election, I traveled. Me and others traveled with me in and out of the country. We were using visas. How you could have a closed down economy? economy. I travel, you travel. What do I need a closed down economy for if the visa, if you be issuing me a visa for travel? That's what I mean by reasoning. You can apply reasoning to things. And that reasoning can help you say, yeah, I don't buy that. I don't buy that particular point. I mean, the other point, I can see that because I have this, I have the next thing. That just don't follow, right? And so we can use reasoning to help us out. But all of this really says that we have to do work. And that work is making ourselves more knowledgeable, being able to verify stuff and what have you, so that we can not be hoodwinked by anybody. I mean anybody. If the opposition comes to you and says to you, "Oh, we're gonna make banks go to the islands." Now I can tell you all the truth. Me, Shivago Sean, like, I ain't buying that. That ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Mind you, that they might have their earnest conviction that that's what they'll do. I don't believe it will happen. Why? It just goes against capitalist society, a free enterprise society. It just goes against it. And if you were willing to go and make the banks do that, then why would you make other things happen that are more basic and fundamental to people, like control all the price of all the foods, and all the rents, and all the mortgages? Could you imagine if the government said to a bank, "Listen, man," so the government prepared to tell the bank, you got to go to the family islands, but you ain't prepared to tell the bank, "Listen, man, you all cut them rates. Cut them rates and make that lower so it could be less expensive." You can imagine if the government made the banks reduce the rates on your mortgage and reduce the payment on your mortgage, how much help that would be to you? Could it's about government or landlords and tell the landlords, "Listen, you can no longer charge more than X dollars for rent for a one bedroom, two bedroom, so forth." You're now useful. That'd be, tell all the food stores, "You can no longer charge more than this for any item." You know how helpful that would be to you? It would be very unhelpful to you, because soon you will have no landlord, you'll have no food stuff. You'll only have the government providing them. That's called socialism. That's what you want? But so we can apply reasoning and verification to listening. So as I listen to the debate, we all have them, and they're real. Passion, I also understand, we all have them. Facts on the ground, the facts in the results, and the facts and the action, well, those are the things that at the end of the day will matter more than anything else. And I cannot judge the government's effectiveness by my own personal experience alone. I cannot. That there. I mean, I know a lot of us, like, we do that. Charlie, nothing changed for me. Yes, but okay, say nothing changed for you, but it changed for 30 people around you. Then you still believe the government's been ineffective? I mean, I understand your personal grievance, but that's not being honest and fair. By the same token, because you get a contract and things are going out for you, and lots of people around you are not getting anything that helps their circumstances, I can't tell you, you can't convince me that the government is doing a good job because your personal circumstances is improved. We have to be able to look at the broad impact. Actually, you have to look at the impact the government is intended to have, because sometimes if the government does something for a community of people, let's say the disabled, they're not the majority in the Bahamas, but if that attempt works out for the better of that community. If you love that community has been served, then you can commend the government for that. So it isn't that the government has to do something that impacts positively the majority, especially if the policy wasn't intended to do that in particular. But we are able to do enough to know and to be able to say, no, I'm sorry, I don't buy that story. I do not buy what you're saying. I don't think what you're or misleading or true or partially true. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Line, your host. We're going to take our final break when we come back.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
The line. I just called to say how much I appreciate your show and all the effort you put into educating the Bahamian people. And
Thank you. I just feel
it's such a pity that you don't have a heart to run in politics anymore, because you would make a good prime minister.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you calling. Thank you.
But
so
I also called to ask, because I've been trying to register for Bahama House on the Gateway website, and I wasn't getting anywhere with that, and I wanted to know if you could maybe speak on that.
Well, I'll find out what's happening. I don't know what's going on myself, but I'll find out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Listen to this, folks. Listen to this and tell me if was this a different show? This text says, good day, Lang. Let's be real. You think a leader, Hubert Minnis, would carry a win for the FNM? This is writing now. I say, come on, nobody in the Bahamas don't want him to be PM again. Only the PLP want him to stay just so they could have an easy win. Did we speak about Dr. Minnis at all? That somebody thinks somebody was saying something about I don't know. That's weird. Not really strange. Say, so don't mind them or anything in time. Oh, boy. Somebody says, text, education first. Educate ourselves first. Yes, that's what is important. Now, nobody can make you inform yourself, right? Nobody can. You just, if that's not your thing, and you're not going to do it, nobody can do anything for you. And so you'll just have to be one of those citizens who just, but the rest of people who are interested, you have to inform yourself. Listen to me, man. Okay. Please listen to your Bible like a minute. I don't care if you're an F&M and you want the F&M to win. You still have to educate yourself. Make sure the F&M and what it presents to you something that is going to, in your belief, based on your own information, make things better and can make it better because the things they are advocating can actually be done. You want to do that just as you do it for PLB. Same thing, right? I don't think Michael Pintard would be mad if you challenge him. And I don't think Prime Minister Davis would be mad if you challenge him. And if they get mad because you challenge them. boy, if you in public life and you angry because people challenging you about what you say, I think you should go. I really do. I think that noble people shouldn't pay attention to you. Because that don't make no sense. Right? And so we all have to require more and do more to try and get more. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we'll listen to you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. They hang up. This text says, who is Hubert Minnis? No, we didn't speak about him since he stated emphatically the house that he is running for Kalani, the abuse of this. I am having a hard time explaining to people that the F&M is not divided. Suck my feet. Dr. Minnis, I've been talking about him now. I listened to Dr. Minnis in the house the other day when he was talking about the Labor Day Parade. And he gave a story about a meeting with the folks, the Fox family, and how they indicated that the Sarandos' wishes were that partisan politics not get involved with the parade. And I thought it was a great story. I really did. I thought it was a really good context. And then he went on to say, now, I don't know what this present opposition doing. I was like, you don't know what the present opposition, bro. You are a former leader of the Free National Movement. You sit on the side of the current leader of the Free National Movement. The Free National Movement have meetings. You don't go to no meeting. You don't talk to your leader. You don't know what the present opposition doing. You are not a member of that opposition. And that was when I finally understood. I finally understood, Jack, that the F&M was merely a vehicle for him. And now that it is not, he's doing what he's doing on his own. That's when I finally understood it. Ain't nobody gotta explain nothing else to me anymore. No more. Your heart was, if you ain't understand what the present opposition doing, you can lean right over to say to Mr. Pintard, what are we doing? Before you say that, but you wanted to say that because you are not an F&M and you are not supporting your party. That's the reality. And it was pathetic, I thought. Awful. It's terrible. I mean, you could get it. You could imagine Chester Cooper getting up and saying, I don't know what the present government did. Anyway, Mr. Pentad has a road to travel in terms of rebelliousness from high places in his party that few have had to travel. Rebellion. Not division, rebellion. That is what he's confronting. The FNM ain't divided. The FNM has a small rebellion that it is having to contend with. And what do you do with a rebellion? You put it down. How did he put it down? He said, listen, you will not run for the FNM this time. And what does the rebellion do? The rebellion is doing what it was always doing, looking off its own interests and decided, I shall run anyhow. Constitution say, you run against your party, get out. Well, why would you run against your party? Because you are not with your party. You are with yourself. Period. You need more proof than that. And you think that that sentiment just started because of Mr. Pintard? No, sir. I could tell you didn't start with Mr. Pintard. I could tell you that that behavior and that sentiment and that conduct started when Hubert Alexander Ingram was leader and prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and Hubert Minnis was sitting in the cabinet of the Bahamas. That happened, that started then. And I could cite example after example to prove it if you push me and want me to. Hard road, bro. Hard road to go. So why in the hell he doesn't formally resign and start his own party? Because he know what time it is. He would rather stay and be a thorn in Pintar's flesh. He'd rather stay. If he goes and runs against the FNM knows what to do. That's the end of that. Period. And if you don't do what you have to do, well, do bad, do sad. See, this text is selfish and petty. Chalang, it is what it is. So just shared scene with a colleague as I ate my lunch. He is despicable, never supported the current leadership, standing in the line and enjoying what your minions are doing to further disrupt the momentum. I push in you and want you to. Let me tell you something. It is beyond simply doesn't support your leadership. We mustn't make that mistake. It is beyond that. Because convention of the party selected Mr. Pintard as leader. If you don't support the party, the leadership, you don't support the convention. And the convention is your party, is your party's most, your highest authority. It's the same convention that elected by all others to follow him in seeking to win the government, which is the only reason a political party exists. So your rebellion against your leadership is a rebellion against your party and against the party's mission. And that is unforgivable. Period. It is unforgivable to be against the mission of your party. Do you understand me? I used people, when I do training, people ask me, how do you know when you should fire somebody? Well, if they are in the way of your mission, fire them. Because nothing can be against the mission. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. So glad you could join us. God bless you. We'll talk to you again and then next time.
Not afraid to take a stand, everybody.